place down on the coast between Florida and Alabama. All the women down there get a little too hot to handle.
J.J. Gray is a natural storyteller. His songs are inspired by people he grew up with and the rural swamplands of his childhood home near Jacksonville, Florida. Even the album is named for a natural feature of the Jacksonville landscape, the St. Johns River. For J.J., songwriting is all about observation, a recollection of the people and places in his life. And this river, his seventh album for Alligator Records, is no exception.
This album, the songs just kind of come together, and more often than not, they wind up being stories, either about my own craziness or friends of mine or whatnot, or a sort of a composite of a mixture of people I know and myself, so to speak.
J.J. Gray says if you want to find the true source of swamp music, go south.
It varies from more of the New Orleans super swamp style of it all the way over to more of the, like, Jerry Reed, Alabama Wild Man, more country side of it, or Tony Joe White country side of it, and that swamp music, you know, swamp funk, swampy blues, swamp rock, whatever, it sounds like those places. It sounds like those swampy places in Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi and all those places, Louisiana. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. I know a clavinet with a little wah-wah pedal on it, you play it right, and it sounds just like a frog.
Soft as a voice spoken from heaven, honey for my ear, temper my soul. The warmth and the rain, the green in the bottom, the echo in the night when a train whistle blows.
In support of this river, J.J. Gray and his band Mofro begin a three-month tour of the U.S. and Europe in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, on April 5th. J.J. says he loves to tour, but nothing compares to the sights and sounds of home.
I'm on tour way up north somewhere, and it's beautiful, and I love it, but I've been gone from home for a while. When we start to get down there around South Carolina, I start seeing palm trees, pine trees, and oak trees. You know, you're not too far from the ocean. I know we're getting close to home.
From this river, J.J. Gray and Mofro perform Tame a Wild One. I'm Doug Levine.
There's never been a man to keep her under hand or to hold her down, 'cause she's as wild as a raging sea and just as beautiful too. Oh, what was it in her eyes that scared him so? How come he felt so weak but tried to look so strong?